Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Beth Harrison is a cyclist, a spin instructor, triathlete, triathlete coach, personal trainer.
Overachiever.
Bragger.
Yes.
She's on the phone now to find out if AJ's ready for this Miles for Mask on Thursday.
Yes.
Hey, Beth.
Yeah, so you have until Thursday to train for this, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, plenty of time.
Plenty of time. Thank you. See, I thought so. Thank
She's
you.
She's so positive.
Thank you. See, positive outlook, yes. I'm positive I can do this.
Of course. Do you know that, do you know anything about pro cycling?
No.
Well, over in Europe, because it's so bad over there, the pro cyclists are riding on their spin bikes for the first time ever because they closed down the streets completely.
Oh, like a virtual race.
Well, God, not even that, just for training, because they're hoping that all the major races will be coming back. But
right.
One of the pros in the UK, Geraint Thomas, actually did something like this, and he rode for 12 hours.
12 hours.
See, so you're already better.
Right?
See, yeah, so I'm doubling at 24, yeah, so that makes me better.
Okay, all right, so that means when you finish this, you are going to text, email, whatever you can to communicate with him, and you're going to say, man, I kicked your ASS.
Gotcha, right.
Wow.
Okay. Right. Ha-ha, Geraint.
That makes me think even more that AJ's not going to finish this.
Thanks.
When one of the top cyclists in the world.
Thrown, man.
Yeah, but how
top cyclist in the world.
Yeah.
12 hours.
Yeah.
AJ.
Well, you know, you rolled and you coast a little bit, then you rolled and you coast a little bit.
You coast,
okay,
meaning,
yeah, get off the bike, do your business, that
exactly,
kind of stuff.
Right. Right. Yeah, I do have to pee on occasion.
Wow.
So
12 hours.
12 hours.
That Tour de France, how long are you on the bike? And
how long? Well, the average is in miles is about $125 miles per day. They do it in kilometers, of course. And they're covering, I don't know, thousands and thousands of mountain passes. And it runs for 3 weeks straight, and they have 2 days off in that 3 weeks.
Wow.
It's like 24 days of racing.
Wow.
Something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, I'm not like that. And they also that big pileup also.
AJ, I'm not like that.
I'm not like that, no. I run to the store in the car, you know what I'm saying?
Lots of chamois cream, lots of food, lots of liquids.
Wait, what did you say? What? Shaving cream?
Shaving cream?
No, chamois cream for your butt.
What? Chamois cream?
Yeah. Have you broken in your butt at all?
No. My butt's been...
Wait a minute.
Does going to bed count?
AJ, has your butt been broken in?
No, my butt's still a virgin. Thank you. Appreciate that.
No, it takes time to break in your butt. I'm not kidding. You get saddle sores.
Okay, so how does one break in their butt?
Time in the saddle. Time in their saddle.
I need a little more information, lady.
Her name is Beth.
I know, but she's messing with me here. I'm like, what?
No, she's trying to help you.
I think she's doing the opposite.
My God,
I'm telling you,
you're
going to have to get off that spin bike. You're going to have to wash your private parts and reapply chamois cream in order for you not to get saddle sores.
Really? Okay. So
how often will he have to apply
this cream? Yeah.
Cream.
It depends on how much of a sweater you are.
I don't sweat a lot.
Okay, good. Plan on not sweating a lot. That will help. But no, it's proper hygiene, swear to God. You don't want to get saddle sores. They really hurt.
Okay, first of all, where do I get the chamois cream? And second of all, where do I apply it exactly?
Well, no.
I need to know this stuff. What are we laughing at?
Wait. So
it's all good. It's all good. I'm just trying to keep you healthy.
Phil, can you Google chamois cream?
It rhymes with fanny, chamois.
Well, it's coronavirus lockdown.
Right.
Where would he get? Can he get that out of pharmacy? They're still open.
Like chicken grease or something?
Chicken grease might work. No, seriously, any bike shop. Are you going to wear bike shorts or are you going to wear like underwear and regular shorts?
I'm guessing underwear and regular shorts. I don't have any bike shorts, so.
Get them.
I'm not Milli Vanilli. Where? Where is clothes?
Bike shop.
Shops.
Where the
bike shops still open.
Why did you wait till today to look?
If you call ahead of time. Actually, I'm going to do a cheap promo for my family, but my family owns Amity Bike in New Haven.
Oh.
And Woodbridge, so I'm doing a cheap promo. But anyways, my nephew runs the shop. If you call him and say, look, this is where I am, I need these shorts, he'll get them for you, and you can just do a drop-off and pick up.
Yeah, but is he even picking up the phone now?
Yeah, he's picking up the phone now. He's still working, but by doorbell only and, you know, privately. But, yeah, and quite honestly, since I did a cheap promo, he may even give them to you for free.
Oh, see, okay. Mention him again.
Tell him his godmother sent him.
Oh.
Send you.
Will he apply the chamois cream to AJ?
No, he will not.
Okay. Yeah, AJ doesn't want that either. No.
It was worth a try.
Just give me the cream, the stick to apply it with, and I'm good.
Beth didn't take a second to think about that one.
Yes.
AJ, when you get ordered the bike shorts, order the chamois cream. That's what bike shops have there, too.
How does one decide what size bike shorts?
Yeah.
It depends on what, well, they'll ask you that on the phone, but
is it small, medium, large? Or is it
small, medium, large, extra large? Depends on kind of what your waist size is.
Yeah, I got a 33 waist, but I got a large area. Sorry.
When you say area, you mean stomach?
No, I mean a little lower than that.
Wow.
Yeah, like a Smurf, you know?
You with bike shorts, you're going to look like a muffin.
Yeah, I know, everybody does.
Take pictures.
This is going to be, but I'll tell you something, you'll be a lot more comfortable. It's well worth it because the worst thing in the world is even underwear and pants have seams in them, yes?
Right.
And after grinding in the saddle, you're grinding and grinding and grinding with each pedal stroke.
Oh,
you're
going to
be grinding the seams into your private parts. And you don't want that because that creates saddle sores. So you want a nice bike short that breathes and that has a little bit of support and chamois. It just protects your private parts.
So let me get this straight. So in order to avoid grinding, I'm going to be applying chamois cream to my butt and my private parts.
Yeah.
You got it.
Alone in the studio. That's interesting.
Yes. You're going to be having fun.
We get Spice Channel in here.
AJ, last week all said you need to get bike shorts.
Right.
Yep.
Not a thing.
No, nope.
Right? We're not kidding.
All right. Yeah, are you going to be wearing, something other than flip-flops?
What's that?
Are you going to be wearing something on your feet other than flip-flops?
Yeah, and I'm wearing sneakers.
Okay, and hopefully they get a good support, because believe it or not, all that pressure on the pedal, after a while, it's going to kill the arch of your foot.
I got some brand new Pumas that I bought like 2 weeks ago.
He has foot problems.
Okay, you're
going to
look really cute on this bike.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it. I hope you are taking pictures and you're going to post them, right?
Well, it depends if you're good.
He's going to take pictures of him applying chamois cream.
Exactly right. There you go. Here's your photos.
All right, so zoom in on this one. We'll go to Amity.
You know, you ever go to a bike race? They're all standing out in the streets, changing their clothes, putting chamois cream on. There's nothing that's held back in a bike race. Nothing.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So it's like a locker room?
I mean, people just, like, drop their drawers right then and there, you know. Maybe open up the car door a little bit, but that's it.
It's like a locker room.
Yeah, it's like an open-air locker room. It's great.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So shorts, you need that. Amity Bike Shop, AJ, call today.
Right.
Chamois cream. Right. I don't think you have the proper footwear. I think you're going to burn out in hours with that. So, yes, sneakers that he said to me off the air yesterday that they hurt his feet.
Yeah, they do.
Oh,
they're
AJ.
Too tight. They're
then
not
don't
broken
wear
in.
Those.
Oh, yeah. Don't wear those because your feet are going to swell.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, definitely. Because I tell you, you don't want to sit in that saddle for that long. You're going to be playing lots of music, right?
Playing lots of music? Well, I got
the
entire studio. I have a TV to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, because what I would suggest doing, because half of this is going to be, and even in racing, and this is really serious on a serious note, 50% of it in sports is mental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm totally,
so, you know,
I'm totally mental. We're good.
Yeah, you're mental.
I'm totally
so
mental.
No problem,
yeah, we're good
right
there. Yeah, we're all set. For signing up for this, I'm mental.
But seriously, you're going to have to move around a lot on the bike. You're going to have to change your hand positions, shift your hips around. And like when I ride the spin bikes, I hate riding indoors. I prefer riding outdoors any day. So I have to play this mental game like every song. I have to change my position, change the resistance, get out of the saddle. Because you're going to have to play that mental game for sure.
I was emailed by someone who's a cyclist like yourself. I don't know if they're chamois or non-chamois, but they were saying that every now and then to stand up and pedal for 10 to 30 seconds.
That's what you just said. Just keep changing positions.
Well, change position, but also
standing up would be changing a position.
Yeah, get enough resistance on there.
So do we have to go through the 3,500 different positions you could be in on a bicycle?
Is this Kama Sutra?
just shake it up around. Because you know it's going to hurt.
Flying Eagle.
Your back is going to start to hurt, and your shoulders are going to start to hurt. Your neck is going to start to hurt. Everything is going to start to hurt. So just constantly, every song, change your position.
I know my head's starting to hurt right now.
This is the opposite of AJ in a box. AJ in a box, he sat there and ate.
Yes, I did.
He didn't have pain till at the end when he fell over.
People fed me. I had caffeine coming in on my caffeine connection. I had French fries.
Beth Harrison is on. She's a cyclist. a spin instructor, a triathlete, coach and personal trainer.
And life coach, apparently, yes.
She also works at the Jewish Community Center of Greater New Haven.
Nice.
Are you involved in this Mass for CT? Is that the same group?
I don't know. You know, I work in the fitness department, and the community center is quite large, and they got a lot going on up
gotcha.
There.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, we're giving away free masks at the Science Park in New Haven right now until 1 p.m. All right, Beth, so AJ should get some bicycle shorts, chamois cream. If he can't find chamois cream, are there alternatives?
Yeah, in the old days, we used to use Vaseline.
Vaseline, okay.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, you're lucky I have that.
A little slippery.
I was thinking chocolate pudding. How's that work?
Chocolate pudding? It might be kind of gross, but it might work for a little while. Then it's just going to grind into the material and make it even worse.
We'll have brownies by the end, or taffy.
Mm. Right, he doesn't even know
whatever
how
you
to,
have. You're going to get desperate, believe me.
He doesn't know how to apply it either.
Right, where to apply it exactly, like inner thigh.
All the stress points.
All inner thigh, like
touch
area.
The
like,
seat, right?
Wherever skin touches skin or skin touches something.
Do you put it on
the...
Do you put on the beans and franks
you
too?
You got it. I mean, basically, yes. It's right around, you know, how some people refer to you as a certain a-hole. Well, it's going to be all around that area, right?
People refer to me as an a-hole.
Actually, I've been watching
nice.
The Last
nice
Kingdom, and they call it arsling. I think they call it arsling.
Arsling.
Yeah. So, anyways.
And then we talked about the footwear.
Basically, yeah, all that down in your private parts. I mean, anywhere that makes contact, that you're going to feel it. You're going to start to feel the pressure points all around there. It's serious.
How often do you have to reapply?
Yeah, you change your oil here.
You know, I would do it every couple of hours, quite honestly. I would wash well, put a little bit of bring a bottle of witch hazel with you, and just apply it, clean all the sweat
burn?
And asphalt that you're going to accumulate down in that area, wash it well, and then reapply the chamois cream.
So clean myself off, apply the stuff
you
on there.
You have a list of things to get.
Smoke a cigarette, and then, you know, go, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Shorts, chamois cream, witch hazel, got to change positions.
Thank you.
Do you have one of those, like, water packs?
Water bottle. You can use a Camelback if you want to, but that's going to be pressure points either on your waist or on your back. So a water bottle works really well.
I've got water right here. I can get off the bicycle, and the kitchen's right over there.
All right.
You're going to have to do that often, though. You got to make sure that you don't wait until you're thirsty, because once you start to have the signs of being thirsty, you're already starting to go into dehydration, which is not really cool.
Oh, that's good to know.
That's good to know. I had no idea.
Same looking out for
just
you, brother.
Keep drinking water.
Right.
Also, plenty of water. If you can put electrolytes in it, that's even better.
How about vodka? Would that work for you?
Vodka, vodka. For some people, that works just fine.
You'll have more fun failing.
Banged down a couple martinis. Next thing you know, I'm on the main road.
But alcohol actually makes you more dehydrated, so you've got to be really careful about that.
You know, we talked about the footwear. He's got these brand new sneakers that are rough on his...
brand new Pumas, yes.
Feet. Yeah. Is it too late to get footwear now? Like, anything he gets will not be broken in.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a little difficult, but you really want something. I mean, there's a reason why they actually wear cycling shoes, because there's no flex in them. They're very firm on the bottom, because each time you apply pressure on the pedal, pedals are really small.
Yeah.
What you're doing is driving that pressure of the pedal through the arch of your foot, and it can get really sore really fast, and that's why they make cycling shoes, because they're very rigid. Running shoes or street shoes don't have that kind of rigidity to it.
Yeah.
And so you get every time, you know, think about that. How many times do you pedal per minute? You know, so you're getting that pressure on that one point, the arch of your foot, and it can get real sore real fast.
What if we put wood on the bottom of his sneakers? Like
I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
Seriously?
Oh, there you go. Well done.
Yeah. She's laughing. That means no.
No,
if you don't want to get cycling shoes, if you got to use regular, I would bring a couple pair of sneakers.
Yeah, I thought
change
so
them out.
Yeah, bring a couple pair of sneakers.
Wow.
Yeah,
a couple pair of
but
sneakers.
I think if we find that thinnest, it's below quarter inch, that thinnest like sheathing plywood, and we cut it to the size of your shoe and duct tape it on.
Right.
You have that hard bottom surface.
Yeah, I've heard those.
Quite honestly,
those
that would
shoes.
Probably work almost like a orthotic.
Yeah. I've heard those shoes before. When cyclists come off the bicycles, they sound like a horse going on the street.
Yeah, because they have the cleats on the bottom.
Yeah,
but they make a huge difference. Like, I know in spin class, you always see people wearing sneakers, and I'm like, I look at them, I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know how they can do that. Sneakers just, they hurt your feet so bad.
You know, I was feeling good about this until we talked
to you. It's better to know now than Thursday at noon.
That's what I just kind of find out, like in life.
You don't want to be. See, listen, the last time when he first did that AJ in a box, I went down there. He had no heater. It's all open. He's like wearing a T-shirt. I'm like, it's freezing out. You're going to last an hour. Right. So it's good that we're going through this now.
Have a support
Anything
team.
Else that you can list off that you think is important?
Don't manscape.
Not you, Ashley. Beth.
I'm just based on the soy sauce experiment. I'm telling you for your own good. Don't
late.
Do it between it's, now
wait,
and then.
It's too late.
Let's ask the professional. Right. Shouldn't he have the hair off of his body? It's friction.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, if you're going to be in a wind tunnel and they're going to test you for your speed, how fast do you plan on going? 25 miles an hour?
Right.
I was thinking
right?
like 15.
Okay. Then you want all the hair off your body. Now, you know why they really do that? They do that because, I mean, unfortunately, especially pro bike racers, they crash a lot. I mean, they get caught in crashes. And it's really for when you have to be taped up or sewed up. It's more for the cleanliness part of it.
Gotcha. Oh. Yeah, it's like I can't shave you right there in the spot. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, I took care
right,
of it.
Right, you know, it's harder to, all the dirt gets caught up in the hair and it just accumulates there. It just is for health reasons.
Yeah,
really.
I took care of that.
Wait, I'm picturing, I'm sorry, AJ. I'm picturing you not manscaped, which is a bad visual.
Yeah, like a. Yeah,
but
like
I picture the cycling shorts won't grip your body. So I know what Ashley's saying. If
right.
The more hair, the less friction, right?
Or less no? friction, yeah. I mean, you should see what swimmers do. Swimmers shave their entire, they shave their backs, their chest, everything.
Yeah. Double jointed.
I mean, it can make, you know, a matter of seconds can be a world record. So,
and that's
yeah,
women.
They shave everything. But for cyclists, it really is for the number one. Hairy legs on a cyclist just looks awful.
I would think you would just want to avoid the potential razor burn.
That, yeah. Exactly.
Well,
Exactly.
I already took care of that last night, so I'm already.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so
you got those nice,
oh,
you know,
boy.
Shapely legs, right? All the muscles coming, you know, showing through, right?
Should he tape his nipples?
To what?
Oh, my God. We used to do that in the old days. Use the chamois cream on his nipples. That's a good point. In the old days, we used to tape our nipples. That's true.
You know what? I'm chamming my nipples. I'm chamming my private parts. I'm not going to leave the studio.
You're going to go to grab the handle and slip off.
I only rode 2 miles, but damn it, I had a good time.
You're going to have the best time. You're going to entertain yourself like you can't believe.
He's been in there for 48 hours, for Christ's sake.
That would be a lot of fun. What do you plan on eating?
I was told to eat pasta beforehand. I was told chicken, bananas, stuff like that. Drink Gatorade, sip water.
Yeah, if you can get electrolytes, Gatorade has a lot of sugar in it.
Right.
If you can get another type of electrolyte, you'd be better off. But if Gatorade's better than nothing.
I'd like to talk to you again, probably Thursday when he's a half an hour in, maybe around 9:30-ish.
Right.
And then maybe Friday early if
what
we can.
What has he done wrong already?
Right.
Saying yes.
I think, actually, in an ideal world, what we should do is hook him up to a heart rate monitor that we can all monitor on our computer so we can watch his heart rate go up and down and... You know, see how he's doing to
Ashley
make sure that
Ashley will be calling
crash.
You at about 11:15. We have so much to talk to you. You've been a great find. Beth Harrison, cyclist, spin instructor, triathlete coach, personal trainer, and her brother owns Amity Bike Shop in Amity. Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome.
Jazz and AJ News.
Okay, so we've been having many, many days of good news, and good news is good after all the days of not-so-good news.
Exactly.
Hospitalizations for COVID-19 dropped in Connecticut for the 12th day in a row.
Right.
You know, we were looking for 14 as a benchmark to start moving forward on things, so this is all great. Let's not screw it up.
Come on, people.
Yeah.
We're on the cusp over here. We're on the cusp.
Wear the masks. Wear the mask. The right things.
Get them on.
Keep it going.
Let's
get this behind us.
Right, exactly right.
Governor will be on the show tomorrow at 8:20. Lots of questions.
Queries, posers.
I want to know what the plan is for the restaurants. They're going to be able to open in a limited capacity with outdoor service on the 20th. What are the rules? What do we need to know?
Right.
And when are we going to open schools? Will it be canceled? The announcement comes today. I think we all knew a month ago school will not reopen New York bailed last week. New Jersey bailed yesterday. So what do you think Connecticut's going to do today?
With a tri-state area echo, basically.
It would be impossible, really, to social distance kids.
No.
School bus? Like, what, are you going to double the school bus trips?
Like,
so you can just
cats.
Have every other seat or 6 feet? Or,
yeah, ain't going to happen.
The classrooms, the hallways, the cafeterias... Not going to happen.
Nope.
So today, later, we'll get the announcement that we all knew was coming, and that is school will not reopen for the rest of the school session.
So stock up on booze.
And we all need masks. We know that. They're hard to get. They're not cheap. And if you try to order them online so you don't have to go out without a mask, you'll get it sometime in 2022.
See?
But right now, you can get them for free in New Haven. Bob Stefanowski.
What?
Is on the phone now to tell us how to do that. Hey, Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yes, come down to 4 Science Park. And the way it works is you drive up, you open your rear window, and we throw a little plastic bag in. It's got 5 face masks in it and a little thing of sanitizer, and you're on your way. So please come down. We got a long line, but it's moving very quickly, Chaz, today. We're very, very organized today, so there's no long wait.
I heard. Yeah, it's nice. So you get in and out, and the walk-up part of it at this place is a good deal.
The drive-by masking.
Yeah, the New Haven police did an amazing job. We've got 2 lines today, so we were supposed to open at 7, and there were so many people here, we opened up at 6, and we're an hour into it. We've probably had about 2,000 cars through, but we got plenty of masks. And a lot of demand, a lot of great people out here, a lot of people walking up. It's just a great event.
Do you have your mask on right now?
No, I'm in the corner. I'm not.
You don't sound like a hostage.
I can't lie to you guys. I still have my scarf on, though. So that helps.
Good.
Right.
I heard you peeled down some of the layers of coats.
I would hope.
Yeah.
Right.
It's cold out here, guys. I'm getting too old.
Get that man some coffee.
I would have done the same thing.
Have you heard any stories, Bob, of the folks coming through?
Yeah, there's always a couple that resonate with you. There was a woman who drove up in a van. She was by herself. And she said, can I have 2 bags? Which, of course, we did. And she said, I've got 5 kids at home.
Oh.
And they're afraid to leave the house. They're afraid to go into the backyard because they've been watching TV. So in a lot of cases, this is security for people. You know, people are scared. It makes them feel safe. And if we can make people feel better, that's what it's all about.
Well, that mom in the van is a good mom because her kids are nervous.
Yeah.
Right? There are a lot of kids out there. They don't even know what's going on.
No idea.
They're just like drooling all over strangers.
Right.
Yeah. We had a vet. He was about 80 years old, a Vietnam vet. He drove up. This was over the weekend. He ran out of gas. And his daughter was with him. So we filled up his gas tank, and his daughter was crying. She said, you know, my dad called me last night. He really shouldn't be driving. So I jumped in the passenger seat. We drove down here. And just people are so grateful, guys. It's just unbelievable how a simple, you know, just a simple little cloth mask can mean so much to people. It's great to be able to fill the gap.
Yeah, it's. I feel uncomfortable when I'm out in public without one now.
Yep. Where am I in the bathroom?
No, and you can start to get them, but there's a lot of gouging going on. Now, I saw the other day 10 masks for $50. You know, that's what these things are selling for.
No.
$5 a piece, and most families can't afford that.
I can make them cheaper if you want.
So, but we're getting them at a good price. We make sure every single one of them is FDA approved. We bring them back. We have a hospital person look at them, and they're very safe. And, you know, our focus is still on the first responders, nurses, police, and we've done a pretty good job of supplying them. But we haven't forgotten about the first responders because they're critical as well.
Awesome. Bob, thank you. Thanks to Amy. And do you have any sponsors you want to mention?
Yeah, we got 3 big ones today. Yale University was a big sponsor. The United Way, the Community Foundation of Greater New Haven, and our partners, the Jewish Federation of Greater New Haven, have been absolutely terrific. We're going to hit 1 million masks this week, distributed in the state, and every one of them hand by hand. It's been amazing.
What a great thing you and Amy are doing. And, of course, thanks to Channel 3 and our company, Connoisseur Media, for sending PLR on the Fox there.
Thank you.
Bob, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. We really appreciate everything you guys did, FSB. And we're going to keep going. We're going to have more of these events.
Good. So, Very good. We're in.
For that.
Count us in.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Bob.
Excellent. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bob Stefanowski in New Haven handing out free masks. Deborah from Brantford is in line right now.
Hey, I'm in line. I've been on the phone waiting for like 2 minutes. I'm almost there.
Nice.
They've got the police have this. They've got this path marked out perfect. There's double lines. I mean, I'm almost there. It's great.
So you're moving fast.
I'm moving. There's not. I mean, there's traffic, but it's moving.
Why don't you stop through and see how long it takes for people to start beeping at you?
Oh, wait. I got behind a garbage truck that had a different route. We had cops running up on the side to get in front of us to let the garbage truck through a certain route. So, you know, it's moving. They're doing a great job. Everybody's doing a great job.
That is great news. And why are you there? What motivated you to get the masks? Are they for you?
I'm on Social Security. I can't afford to buy masks.
Tell those people to shut
to
up.
Buy masks.
Who are those people?
Well, they're yelling to roll the back window down.
Oh.
Who are those people?
These are helpers here.
The volunteers. Oh, okay.
That are telling you to roll your back window down so they can throw the mask in.
You're in the receiving position, yes.
Boy, that's fast.
Yeah.
You're about to get it.
Like I said, it didn't take me 10 minutes. I got to say that.
That's incredible.
Say in and out.
What did you do before you got on Social Security and retired?
I have been out of work forever. Thank you.
Hey, another puppy. Hey,
puppy. Oh, boy. I have my puppy with me, so everybody wants to say hi.
Oh, you're
welcome. Oh, say job. Hi.
Was that what he said was
we're,
puppy?
We're done.
I hit the dump button. I thought he said something
done.
Else. Man. Wow, you got through
no,
that
we're
fast.
We're done, and that's it.
What's your puppy's name?
That was it. Willow?
Willow.
Willow Monster.
Oh, here. She's listening to you, just so you know.
All right. Willow, do you have a little mask on, Willow? A little doggy mask? So Willow's mask would have to have the little nose on the end of it, so it looks like
a beer cozy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
She's just rambunctious, and she's so lovable, and I can't let anybody pet her right now. So.
Of course not, no.
Right. All right. Well, thanks for coming through the line. Thanks for reporting in.
Yes. Just let people know. You know what? It's worth going down here for. It's not that bad.
In and out.
Got down to a science.
Yeah. I think, thank you, Deborah. Be safe.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Willow.
Thank you. Come again.
Willow. Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy.
Why do you say girl?
Because she said she.
Oh.
Oh.
Who's a good girl?
Who's a good girl? I'm a good girl, Dad.
Not you, Ashley.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Stop wagging your tail.
Yeah. Free masks.
Yep.
Forgot what I was going to say now. Yeah.
Go get them.
Go get them.
Go get them.
Hartford, I think they were overwhelmed.
Yes.
I don't think anyone saw that one coming.
Right.
Yeah, right?
That was early stages.
Yeah,
down
holy
to science now.
Crap.
Right.
Even Jimmy Koplik said, we've never had that much traffic go through Xfinity.
Might as well put T-shirts up now.
Yeah.
Yep.
And just putting on his hand sanitizer
mask,
now.
Yes.
What triggered it?
I touched something.
Okay.
What?
Not me, obviously.
Okay.
I know where I came from.
AJ's going to be on a stationary bike for 24 hours starting Thursday at 9. You can go online now to the radio station's website and donate. It's masks for CT. It's a great thing you're doing. I mean, we're having fun with you now.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, you know.
It's going to be tough.
I know it's going to be tough.
He'll be taking breaks, but it's still
good.
No doubt about it.
Oh,
It's tough to be on it for 30 minutes.
I'll be hurting.
I'll be on the elliptical. I'm like, 28 minutes.
Right. It hurts me just looking.
I'll look away half an hour later. I'll look over. 29 minutes.
Yep.
Come on.
I just look at those bicycles. It hurts.
Mike in Bridgeport says he owns a shoe shop and can stretch your sneakers.
Oh.
Morning, everybody.
Hey,
morning.
Mike, I heard your cat in the background.
I heard it.
Yeah, really. Unless it was you.
The cat was like, Mike, you're on.
Right.
No, if you bring them in today, we could stretch them for you, loosen them up a little bit so they're not tight on your feet.
Okay.
How can we do that social distancing? I guess we could just throw them through you as we're driving by.
I was just going to say, I'll hang up on a phone wire.
AJ, you have a mask. You could.
I have masks.
Do you feel
too.
Comfortable doing that, dropping your shoes off? You have a machine that does that, or what do you have? One of those.
Yeah, a stretching machine. I put them on there, and it opens it up. You know, either width or length. You know, or both.
Right.
You have a shoe shop.
A shoe repair. Yeah.
Wow. So almost unheard of now.
Right. Where's your shoe shop located?
In Bridgeport, off of Boston Avenue, over by the old GE, Harding High School.
Okay. Gotcha, right.
Ask John Tor Kenny. He comes here all the time. He knows me.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Oh,
what
okay.
What kind of shoes does Kenny have?
He's got all kinds of stuff.
I got boots mostly boots.
Correct.
I wear on occasion, you're correct.
Interesting.
I fix jackets for him and bags, you know. His,
okay. I want to get your number.
I do all that stuff all the time over there.
I have a leather computer bag.
I've got boots I'm wearing right now.
Worn. All right, very good. Let's get your name and number. And AJ, if you want to have your shoe stretched, how long would the
I said, if he can get them by today, I can put them on and leave them on overnight, and you pick them up tomorrow sometime.
Right. Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, we're going to put our heads together after the show, and thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. What's the name of your business?
Pat's Shoe Repair.
Pat's Shoe Repair.
But you're Mike.
Yeah, Pat was my father. He started it 75 years ago.
Oh, gotcha. Wow.
Right.
All right. Thank you, brother. Cool. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks much.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's shoe repair.
That's a dying profession right there, man.
It is, but he fixes all leather things, jackets, bags.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Ken on the road.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
I have a little concern for AJ. Sometimes you can overwork.
Can you talk into the mouthpiece, please?
Yeah, you sound kind of weird.
Sorry. You can overwork muscles and create a condition called rhabdomyolysis. Which releases toxins to your liver.
Wow. You know, I really don't need this crap right now.
His liver can't take any more.
I beat the crap out of it last weekend.
Well, it's just concerned. I ended up in the hospital and almost died from it, and it's definitely nothing.
Sorry, we have a bad phone connection. Can't hear you.
Well, okay, so wait. So what do you suggest? Like, take breaks, drink lots of water, stuff like that?
You're just supposed to be mindful if you feel a pull of your muscle, a particular strain in your legs, to be careful, take a break.
Okay, I can do that.
Well, he's going to pull his muscles because he's not used to spinning on a bike.
On a regular day, I'm pulling muscles, but...
Of course you have to make that joke.
Thank you. It got to be me.
All right. What was that called again?
Rhabdomyolysis?
Ratatouille?
Yes, that's what it was.
Ratatouille.
AJ, be careful for ratatouille.
Okay, well, thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Let's talk to comedian Will Noonan out of Boston. Do you know anything about chamois cream?
What, shaving cream?
Chamois. No.
That's what I thought when I heard it.
No, chamois.
Chamois. Chamois.
Yeah.
No, is that like to clean your car?
No,
that's
no.
A chamois cloth.
You're thinking of the ShamWow.
Right.
I got no idea.
Yeah. I thought because you run a lot that you may have heard of it. So it's you use it to lube up your body parts so they don't get sore at the contact points.
The friction areas,
I've heard of this stuff.
Oh, yeah?
I'm lucky, Chaz. I've never been a chafer. I'm not much of a chafer.
Right, on his dad's side, yes. Right.
I thought you were going to say, I'm lucky, I just don't run that far. Right. I run until I get tired, and then I just stop.
Exactly.
I'm a natural, I naturally create a lube, you know.
You're naturally lubricated.
You're like a squid. Yeah. You're like a squid.
My natural sham, it's just called Sham Will. It comes right out of me.
How long have you run? What's the most you've run?
The farthest is like 16 miles. I just do half marathons.
Right.
Yeah, I've never done a full marathon.
Which half? The last half?
16.
Yeah, exactly.
Get you by the bushes.
I do the 16. And it was funny. I was like, I remember around mile 16, I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to do 20. Like, I was like, I'm pushing it. I feel like I can do it. And it was like, as soon as I had that thought, my legs were like, no, you're not. And I just almost couldn't go another foot.
Right. You're like, so, hell no. Yeah, no, we're stopping here. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mental aspects to it. When I do the half marathon, when you see the finish line, it's like your body is like, well, we're done. Yeah. And like that last 100 yards can be really hard.
I got to tell you, the Vicky Soto 5K, it's only 5K. So you come up over this small hill.
That last hill, yeah.
And you could see the finish line, but then you have to go around this long corner, and it's a psych out.
Yeah,
so you think, it's right there, but then you're threading through this whole. I'm like, I thought it was right there.
It was right there.
Just kidding.
Yeah,
psych.
It's true. It's and they line that turn with the people, so everyone's like, "Come on!" And you're like, "I am struggling.
Yeah.
Get out of the way."
It's just like when you really have to go to the bathroom and you're all the way to the door and you touch the door handle and it's locked, but your body doesn't care. Your body's already started. The launch sequence has been activated already. It's a countdown.
10 seconds and counting.
Yeah.
Right, well, so you've done this stuff. You've, you know, exerted yourself, wore yourself out. AJ's going to be on a stationary bike for 24 hours starting Thursday. Have any advice?
Oh, my God. I would give Lance Armstrong a buzz. I would just call him up.
Say, yo, Lance.
Hang on.
Lance.
Let me check my phone. No, it's not there.
Yeah. I would protect the middle part, you know, the kid makers, the bathing suit area.
Gotcha.
You got to make sure everything is tightly protected down there.
What do you mean?
Because in 24 hours, there's a lot of jostling. Just you want to wear really tight. Like, not even being able to breathe underwear, AJ. You want it to be like, you just want to be able to count everything. You want to be able to count hairs. That's how tight it is. You know what I'm saying?
What about just bike shorts? Yeah. Do you wear underwear with bike shorts?
I have no idea.
I didn't ask Beth.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that just holds on to moisture.
Durathon.
You want less moisture.
I would say that's
and it's another layer of rubbing.
Yeah.
I want to say no.
I don't know.
I would shave his entire body as well. I would shave his entire body. Just
are you
sure
you volunteering?
It did sound like that.
Right. No. He's advising.
I would do it with an old-fashioned razor, one of those rusty old ones.
The straight razor, yes. Yeah.
You just put the chamois cream on there. And
just use a butter knife. Go for that.
I like the guy before me who's like, I could stretch your shoes out. You just know he's got a heavy set woman walking around the block. Oh, that's the only way.
Here,
he acts
on,
like he has a machine.
Right.
It's just on Judy.
She's like
put
a machine.
These on. Walk down to Madison Ave.
She's
come
like
back.
A machine. Judy. Right. Why do you smell like Fritos?
Poor Judy.
Now? Right.
He was like, I could put them on tonight, and, you know, they'll be ready by tomorrow morning.
Yeah. That's okay. No, Judy's not getting my shoes. Thank you. Yeah.
We're learning so much about this. The shoes being stretched, the chamois cream, the bike pants.
Yep, the whole
nine. Can I ask, is it a spinning bike, like a SoulCycle bike, or is it like a bike, like at the gym?
Like at the Edge Fitness.
It's a spin bike.
Yeah.
Oh,
Wait. AJ, what was your answer?
The Edge Fitness bikes, the spin bikes.
So they only have one kind of bike?
Well, I'm assuming that there's the kind you sit down, the old people use.
Oh, you sit down on it?
No, I mean the one you kind of like, you sit like almost like a seat and it has the thing in front of you. I'm assuming this is
the handlebars?
No.
So
there's one you sit down and you're almost like sitting in like a chair and you're just moving legs. And then there's the kind of like a bicycle. I'm assuming that's the one we're using.
Okay, didn't we have the guy on? You didn't ask.
That's actually a good question.
I love you, man. I'm just saying. You're very unprepared.
Thank you. All right. But this is how we always do this stuff.
Yeah. I did one of those classes, and I could barely walk. I'm not even kidding. I could barely walk for 2 days. I did an hour-long soul cycle class thinking, oh, this will be a fun little like thing. My girlfriend does it, and it was like – and I'm a runner and everything, and my legs were like so tight I could barely walk for 2 days.
You know what's funny?
So I'm
you know what's
funny? This is quite a challenge.
You're going to have to carry him out.
You know what's funny? I didn't have a headache until today.
No, you know what? We have to start planning this as a show.
Yes.
When AJ returns on Monday, We're going to have to bring him in like Hannibal Lecter on the cart.
I was hoping like Cleopatra with that thing, and you guys were like holding the poles.
Yeah, it's like the stretch. It's like the hand, the human-sized hand truck.
Yeah.
The next fundraiser is going to be for AJ's legs.
Exactly right.
We need to buy AJ a new pair of legs.
Right, right.
How are things in Boston? Things getting better?
Things are getting better. You know, the mayor gave a really inspirational speech yesterday saying things seem to be on the downturn. Everyone is sort of getting dogs and getting things, bird feeders, dogs. People are finding a way to just kind of pass the time, and the weather's getting good, so I think that's putting people in a better mood. There seems to be kind of a positivity in the air. You know what I mean?
I feel the same way. There was this moment where it just kept getting worse.
It was raining all the time.
And we didn't know what's the bottom.
Right.
And it was very frightening.
It was.
To think you can't see the bottom.
I was
like,
scared.
Is the bottom, you're walking around with a gun going into a supermarket, seeing what's left on the shelf, and there's no one in the, it's like Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it was scary. It was definitely scary and kind of felt like surreal, like this surreal nightmare in a weird way. And it was that's when people were really hitting the booze hard. You could tell when Twitter was just like, I'm drinking all day. I feel you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which right there.
You know, but it's you know, we'll all be better for it when it's over. That's the thing with stuff like this. You know, it's tough as hell, when we're done and AJ's got sticks for legs and he's 12 pounds from this endurance challenge.
Right. When I'll win a marathon
He's got like two ship captain peg legs.
Yar.
Yeah. We'll be tossing AJ around like a football this summer at the beach.
How's it going to
weigh 11 pounds?
How's it going to javelin, like a pool noodle?
Picture a little football with AJ's face on it.
I'm a pool noodle.
Yeah. All right, AJ, you might need a ride home Friday after this.
No.
I think you will.
I'm just driving down the friggin' block.
No, but
I think you will.
You're gonna be getting out of the studio like a walrus. Like I can't imagine your legs working.
I think I'll surprise
you. Flopping around.
Yeah. I'll surprise you people.
I'll
be fine. It's only a mile.
I think you're gonna surprise us, but it's gonna be the other way.
Well, I'll make sure my camera.
He lasted 5 minutes.
Right.
Listen, he's got a pace yourself. Go real slow.
Yeah, man. Exactly. That's what I'm going to do.
We were telling him.
I'm not racing the Tour de France over here. I'm going for distance and, longevity.
Yeah.
This is how it started, though. I believe Lance Armstrong started doing 24-hour challenges for radio.
He did.
It was a radio stunt.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, Will Noonan. We're linked up to all things comedian Will Noonan at WPLR.com and 959thefox.com. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, guys. Be well.
It's time for Dumbass News.
Okay.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. Peter Townsend says what we already knew. Peter Townsend of The Who says The Who doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, then who are they?
Let's play who? Peter Townsend.
You know, The Who don't exist anymore. You know, we don't go into a studio, you know, with me, Keith Moon, and John Entwistle, with me on guitar. That's not there anymore. It's just me, the songwriter, and just Roger, the singer, that can do all kinds of stuff. But that rock band is not there any longer.
So it's the Us now, basically. It was The Who.
Oh, thanks, Peter.
It was the Us, and it was The Who, and now it's the Us, and then pretty soon it'll be the me.
Right.
Why did he have to explain that?
It's like Survivor.
I don't know.
It's like Survivor. Like, who's the last person to have the torch? I'm guessing Roger Daltrey.
You think Roger Daltrey lives longer than Peter Townsend?
I think so, yeah.
I do, too.
Yeah. So Daltrey led a healthier lifestyle than Townsend. Townsend's a bit reckless back in the day.
I just think he's generally a happier person, too.
Right.
I think Pete lets a lot of stress come into his life.
He always has that furrowed brow look like a Sharpay.
We'll see.
Yep, we'll see. We should put butts down.
Well, who do you think on this show will last the longest?
Ashley.
Me by accident.
Well, no, it's not by age.
Right.
Like, who will live to be the oldest?
Right. Ashley.
Nah.
Ashley?
No, she's going to see a Disney one time and like, grab her chest and hit the floor.
Hmm.
Ashley's life is eating Peeps for breakfast and then sitting in the sun with her dog.
Exactly right.
She's a happy person who's going to live to 97
no,
years old.
No, I don't think so. I'm thinking there's going to be some kind of Disney special one night. She's going to go heels up, right over.
They're going to send the news reporter to her. What's the secret to living to 97?
I eat Peeps every day.
No,
is
actually,
that me as an old woman?
No,
yes.
No, what's going to happen? No, what's going to happen to her? One day, her forehead's going to cave in from the bangs on her head.
She'll get her bangs.
What is the bang hate? I don't get it.
She'll get her bangs caught in a blender. She'll be like trying to like soften her food up. She'll get caught in a blender. Her head will go in there.
Right.
Eyeballs pop out.
Apparently, her head clumps because of the weight of her bangs.
Wow. Mm. Now, what were you saying? She'd be watching a Disney special and go heels over? Why?
Yeah. No, it's like the chair just like falls
did
back.
Did everyone
like,
else hear that?
I did.
Yeah. All right, good.
Hello?
Third floor?
Yeah.
the elevator. You fall back in your chair like she has a heart attack and just falls back in
her
chair.
She has a heart attack?
And just her heels went in the air? Yeah. Heels
yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm so excited about Disney.
Exactly. Like Aladdin, the 2000 episode comes on.
Well, they're doing a live version of Hercules or something, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking forward to that,
there
actually.
You go. That's when it'll happen.
Danny DeVito is Philoctetes.
He's full of what?
Was Tetes?
He's full of what?
His full name is Philoctetes. Well, they call him Phil. Well, Danny DeVito.
If he lost weight, he wouldn't have those.
He's a little half man, half centaur.
He's hairy Tetes.
Right. Saggy Tetes.
Meet the TDs.
You know, after I said that.
Those hairy TDs, saggy TDs.
But basically, he's man TDs. Not because you're mad at TDs.
I need a TDs.
Right.
I want a TDs.
Right. Haven't touched a TDs.
And this is the baby who beady TDs.
Right. You got a beady TDs.
Yeah, I don't think AJ goes along, right?
Yeah, no.
High blood pressure.
Yeah, plus
someone in traffic will make him nuts. I'll start yelling, grab his chest,
I'm
and
thinking
it's over.
One rant in here, I just explode like scanners.
Yeah.
Too much chamois cream, you're going to slip off something and fall.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Well, do you think I'm too stressed to make it long? I think I'll make it long.
I don't know, man.
It depends on how long you work.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you need work.
Yeah.
You need something to keep you sort of like constructed and like regimented. You need part of that.
Yeah, I'd be the project house dealing with squirrels.
You even said
like, that's right.
One of our most recent vacations went a little longer than you thought, and you're like, I did not know what to do with my life.
Yeah, you went stir crazy.
If you get into that mode, it's not going to be long for
really?
You.
Look at him; he's chasing the geese around his pond.
I'll be training them to do tricks
with an axe.
Just want to interview you.
Yeah. What about Phil? How long do you think he goes?
Oh, someone's going to kill him.
It'll be AJ.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. So, who has a better taste in music, Ashley's mom or Ashley's dad? Mama G or Papa G?
Hmm.
You have a record collection there, Ashley, at your house?
Yeah, my parents gave me all their old albums because they're cleaning out the basement during quarantine. And, the difference is staggering.
Wow.
I don't know what my mother was listening to back in the day.
I'm thinking your mom is Peter, Paul, and Mary, and your dad is classic rock.
Yeah, my dad's the biggest Beatles fan. He's got a lot of those albums. He's got, like, the cool albums, you know, like Billy Joel.
Do I hear Darby in the background?
Singing in the background.
Yes. Oh, God.
No worries.
Sorry.
What's Darby barking at?
I don't know. She's all the way downstairs looking out the window. She doesn't like delivery.
She hasn't eaten in days. That's
she hates FedEx.
Feed me!
Eric,
get me out of here. Not another Disney show. Did you see the costume she put me in? I am not Aladdin. Like,
stop it.
Mama G's taste in music is horrible is what she's saying.
All right. Let's go through some of Mama G's.
Yeah, let's hear this.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. There are people I haven't even heard of.
All right. Name them.
Mention them, yeah.
Engelbert Humperdinck?
No!
Engelbert Humperdinck.
That's right. Who is that?
He was like the Tom Jones, like big in Vegas, things like that.
No, I've got the Tom Jones one over here.
Hold on. Engelbert Humperdinck. AJ, name a song.
Let's see. Quando, I'll Never Fall in Love Again. Spanish Eyes, Blue Spanish Eyes.
Wait, that's Phil, right? No, she has a record player set up. She's actually going to play the music. Go ahead. Put that album on.
Oh, Fierce Quando,
right,
Quando, be great.
The album I have here is called After the Lovin'.
Oh, okay.
Play After the Lovin'. That's his biggest hit.
That was a big hit for me.
I don't know where that is on this record.
Where
how am I supposed to find that?
It's a track on the middle.
You can't be this stupid. You can't be this dumb.
Ashley, on the record label,
you'll see
there's a list of songs.
Yes.
That list
represents
that side of the record. Now, you flip the record over, there's another list.
There's little grooves in between.
That represents the songs on that side.
Oh, the grooves.
You see the clean areas in between the areas.
All right, here we go.
Right, good point.
You're going to have to count a little bit.
Oh, my God, really? How do you survive all
this? And you count to the in, not to the out.
How are you almost 31?
So I sing you to sleep after the loving with a song I just wrote.
Here's the deal for Papa G. When he hears that song come on, he's like, yeah, Papa's getting some loving.
Exactly right.
Ew, stop it.
Mama G's in the mood.
Right, where do you think you came from?
Got to get to the part where he hits that wacko high note.
Oh, yeah. It's so hard to explain. That was her.
Go towards the end.
Without scratching the record.
If that song's a half an inch, go to like the last, a quarter of an inch.
Microcentimeter.
You picture him in a tuxedo.
Usually he has the open shirt.
With a glass of scotch.
Usually he has the open shirt.
Oh, really? Here's the big finish. He really wasn't that good of a singer.
Yeah, he had more the looks department.
Okay, let's...
My mom used to melt when he was...
All right, Ashley, we're good.
Stop it!
Okay. All right, we need to cleanse the palate with something from your dad's collection.
Yeah, something good. Please have a headache.
All right, let's see here.
Any Anthrax?
What do we got? Iron
Maiden?
About a little... Beatles Yellow Submarine over here.
No.
No.
Why would you pick
Yellow
that one?
Submarine?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you chewing gum again?
Ooh, I got Eagles Hotel California.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Billy Joel, the Commodores.
What the
Tom
Commodores?
Jones, Neil
Commodores.
Diamond. Okay, Commodores.
Wait, Tom Jones, Neil Diamond.
No.
You sure you didn't mix your mother's records in there?
Seriously.
Your dad Neil Diamond might have been my mom's, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
All right, let's see here. What do we got? Commodore's Greatest Hits.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Just put it down anywhere. Let's see what comes up.
Yeah.
Sometimes a band will have greatest hits.
Searching to find somebody to find.
Right, try it again.
Yeah, try another one.
What the hell was that? Slapping bass?
Oh, my God. This is a 70s detective show. Oh, that was my stomach.
One, two, two.
My
cups.
Stomach after I eat chili.
Two cups. One good, one bad, one fat, one skinny. One black, one white.
I've never heard this song before, but it's fine.
Yeah.
All right, try another song.
Yeah, please. But did you say greatest hits with a question mark?
Ah, oh, that's a good one. Three times a lady.
Yeah, it's that one that couples, every couple on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. You I go get a beer. My life worth for. Why do you sound like that? He sounds like...
These records are old.
You think?
You know, it'd be a good parody song, Three Size a Lady. You're once, twice, three size
a lady?
Yeah, maybe
I can,
not.
I can do that.
Right. In my head, it sounded good.
I can do that.
All right, try another song.
Yeah, please.
And that doesn't sound like the 45 version.
No.
It's the album version.
Sounds like the clip.
It's the big one. I don't know what that means.
Big pardon?
All right. All right. Good.
Flipping it over.
If you have to ask.
It's funny when some bands came out with best of, greatest hits, and there's like three.
Yeah. What song is this?
Well, I thought the Commodores had more hits.
Yeah, I thought they had good songs, too.
I think what we think
Sweet
of
love.
Is all the Lionel Richie songs.
Well, you can't spell Commodore without the word commode in it.
Reach out and touch my soul. Wow.
Yeah,
not a lot of hits.
Yeah.
All right, pull the album off.
You need to hit that record.
And then
the wall.
Read the track list.
Yeah, what do you got?
I got.
She's doing this with one. She's holding the mic with one hand and right. pulling it off the. So it's a whole deal.
Like chewing gum and thinking.
Brick House, Sweet Love.
That's good. Brick House, good.
Brick is good.
Yep.
Too Hot to Trot.
That sounds fun.
And Easy.
Easy's very Easy's good.
A great song, yeah.
The second side is Fancy Dancer, Just to Be Close to You, Slippery When Wet, Machine Gun, and Three Times a Lady.
Slippery When Wet, that's going to describe AJ's area right before he goes on the
bike.
All right, so Ashley got all of her parents' records because they're cleaning out the basement during quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama G's collection is a little bit different than Dad's.
Eclectic.
Horrible.
Eclectic.
Horrible.
Eclectic.
All right, Engelbert. So start reading off the artists in your mom's pile.
Chuck Mangione.
Oh, Chuck Mangione.
Feels so good.
Feels so good.
I don't know who that is. Barbara Streisand.
Hold on.
Hang on. Chuck Mangione.
Put on Feels So Good.
Yeah, Chuck Mangione.
All right. Let's see here.
You can't miss
those. Man, these things used to be packaged like... Let's see. Oh, Feel So Good. All right. Track one. Yes. Here we go. There's only three tracks on this side.
Yeah, well, it didn't feel good all the time.
This
every cocktail hour at a wedding.
This was a hit.
Yep. Every cocktail hour at a wedding. Yep. It's embarrassing when Grandma shakes her ass to this. Grandma, stop that. Look, you got an itch.
A lot in the 70s.
They smoked a lot of pot?
Well, no. What would happen is the record companies would send out albums to every station, even if it didn't fit.
Yep.
And sometimes the top 40 station would just play.
Yep.
And then it became a hit. This wasn't intended to be a hit.
No, it wasn't, no. And it's funny because you picture like a guy with a trumpet, with a looking like a polished. This guy looked,
like a hippie.
He looked like a hippie, yeah. Like, it looked like he like found it in like a trash bin.
Trumpet.
Trumpet, whatever it's called.
Damn, boy.
Yep.
Yeah, you can turn that off, Ashley.
Yeah, we're good. It felt good a second ago.
Yeah.
Now it feels horrible.
I remember the album cover. It's just a picture of him standing, holding his trumpet,
hugging it.
Yes, it is.
He's like hugging.
He has a hand. He has his hands on his trumpet.
Exactly.
He's wearing a hat.
It's all over his instrument.
Yep. Yes, he is.
Yeah. Wow.
Let's see. Mama G also has somebody named Dan Fogelberg.
Oh my God! The leader of the band.
Take that album and throw it as hard as you can against the wall.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Trust me on this.
This is what you should have gotten Mama G for her birthday. It was some new music.
Right, a taste in music.
Oh, you know what? Save those. I'm going to the range pretty soon.
Oh!
That's great!
Let's do it!
Okay. Let's do it!
Yes, save those. We want those.
All right, what's on that album?
Let's see. What do we got?
I'm guessing Leader of the
Part
Band.
Part of the Plan?
No.
Illinois?
No.
Uh-huh.
Changing Horses.
Oh, brother.
We're switching heroin.
Better Change.
Nope.
Souvenirs.
Nope.
What?
The Long Way.
Nope.
Side 2, As the Raven Flies.
Really?
Jesus.
Song from Half Mountain.
Nope. What?
Which morning?
Morning Sky. Someone's Been Telling You Stories.
She doesn't even have a good album by
yet. Oh, my God.
There's a Place in the World for a Gambler. The album is Souvenirs.
Yeah, that was called Quest.
There's another Dan Fogelberg right here.
Yeah, the album's called Target.
The Innocent Age.
Well, that first album does not have one hit.
Go ahead. It's going to be hit a lot.
Oh, this is two discs. Nexus, The Innocent Age, The Sand, and The Foam.
Two discs.
In the Passage.
You can't even fill one side with hits from this guy.
Each disc has four songs on one side.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, so AJ, name his hits. Like Leader of the Band.
Leader of the Band, Longer was a good one.
Leader of the Band was about his dad.
Yeah.
Yes. All the songs were depressing. Yeah. What was longer?
Longer, yeah. Longer than
longer
was fish.
Longer than.
There was fish inside the ocean. Longer than Christmas tree. Yeah, exactly.
Phil, can you find that one?
I
longer
can't...
than?
What else did he have?
This album has a weird
he had that
doll
Christmas
sitting
song?
In front of a gray.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Auld Lang Syne.
Auld Lang Syne. Auld Lang Syne, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Three songs.
I know he wore Earth Shoes a lot.
Ugh. He was that guy who was like, if you saw Animal House.
Yep.
The guy who was on the stairs playing yep. like Gave My Love a Cherry.
Yep.
Yeah.
And John Belushi smashed the guitar. He's that guy.
Yes, he is.
Dan Fogelberg.
Only he put up his head this time.
This is what's funny. This song's not even on Ashley's album that she has from
no.
her mom.
No.
Either of them.
Your mom bought the crap.
Who goes around talking like this? Longer than.
Yep. And all the girls like, oh, he's so deep.
Right.
No, he's not being deep. He's conning you.
He wrote me a poem.
He's conning you.
I have been in love with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyone?
Okay. How were you in love longer with this person than there were stars? Okay.
Yeah.
You weren't around, you moron.
How old are you? Freaking dinosaur. Yep.
Oh.
All right, I'm feeling my gag flipper going off. Can we stop?
I want to take one of these string instruments and smash it over his head.
I'm telling you, man, this is going to be so awesome with the range.
Ashley, you have to donate some of these records
Please.
To the shooting
and
range.
And we'll film it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not listening
It'll be
to this
number
on
one
Saturday
with a bullet.
Anyway.
Phyllis, do you find out anything on this guy? Oh, you're playing the song.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, please turn it off.
Yes, please.
Jesus.
Now close.
Is he dead?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Prostate cancer.
Oh, that's sad.
No, his music.
It's not good. That's not a good way to go.
No.
Yeah, he was fairly young, 56.
Oh, jeez.
Ooh.
Not good.
Yeah, right. Then way to bring that down.
well, his music's a downer.
Yeah, right.
It just makes sense he ends on such a down note.
But we were
it's
having,
his goddamn life.
We were having fun so much shooting the albums. he died
well,
of prostate cancer.
We can't just set well, I asked. We can't just set him up. We have to throw him in the air.
Exactly.
Oh. Shoot him with a shotgun, like skeet shoot.
Okay, we can do that. We should do it different ways. Different ways.
Right, okay, that'll yeah. be one.
Exactly. One be like, you know, target shooting. We'll see
right.
if we can put a, you know, like a hole in the middle of the album like the original.
And then the other, we'll just nail them to trees.
Exactly, right. right. Then we'll do the, you know,
got
the
a
kind.
Lot of them here for
we'll
you.
Do the skeet shoot kind.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Longer than. Ugh. You expect him to be wearing that, like, you know, some outfit from, like, the Kingdom back in the turn of the century.
No
you know?
He is. He's like a minstrel. Like, he's holding
right,
a
minstrel.
Feather. Like
thank
a...
you, a minstrel.
yes.
Longer than. Get out of here, buddy.
In this picture, yeah, he's holding
I'd
a
love
feather,
him to
like
walk into a bar in Derby like back in 1985 and try that crap.
Right.
oh, my God. You'd get your ass kicked so bad.
Right.
yeah. Go into the Brown Derby or some place in East Haven.
Right.
Longer than.
Yep. yeah, longer than his stay in the bar.
Go into the Hell's Angels motorcycle clubhouse and try that crap. longer than
Bing. Dan Fogelberg. Even his name's annoying. Fogelberg.
Fogelberg.
You think he changed it? There's some more show.
God.
Showworthy. He used to be Fogelstein. now it's Fogelberg.
Yeah, just Fogel or Berg would be better.
Originally, it was Antwerp Fogelberg.
You don't need to put those together,
right?
Can you picture him just like on his way home from school, just getting like the guitar gets thrown across the street?
Right.
He's Wedgie City.
Exactly right.
My instrument.
Yeah. yes. longer
Bong.
Longer than this wedgie I had.
the sound of that guitar hitting the ground was
Bing.
The best sound he ever got out of it.
Ba-gang.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.